We, of course, today begin the holy season of Lent. As we enter into these holy days, we should have some mixed emotions. There should be a part of us that is excited, great anticipation of what we are able to enter into, knowing that the church throughout the world is going to try to intensify our prayer life, our approach to our Lord. There will be growth in grace and purification that will take place. But a part of us should also be a little bit leery, knowing that if we approach these days properly, they will be difficult and they will be hard. So I said in my homily this last Sunday, and I know that we always have in the back of our mind, well, we want to make sure that we're approaching the season or the specific areas where we struggle with sin, trying to root it out. We do that through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, allowing those to be the ways in which we open ourselves up to God's grace. And so if you have not done so already, make sure that we spend some time praying on those areas where we struggle. Make sure we're doing something contrary to it, trying to open ourselves up to the healing grace of Christ. One of the things that's been in the back of my mind the last week or two, just knowing that this season is coming, and one of the ways that I have tried to prepare is something that Paul tells us. He tells his readers to be an imitator of him, as he is an imitator of Christ. And he alludes to that type of approach to spirituality a couple of different times. And it's a very, very bold claim, telling a Christian to live like me. And if you live like me, you will become a saint. And so just walk through maybe the last 3-4 weeks, looking at everything that you have done, the places you've gone, the conversations that you have had, the thoughts that you have held. We're told by Jesus that our Lord sees everything in secret. Of course, nothing is hidden from him. As you look back the last several weeks, would you be comfortable if I was trying to imitate your spirituality? Or if your children, knowing that that's the only way that they were going to base their approach to Christ, praying the way that you pray, loving or failing to love the way that you fail or succeed in loving, is putting all of these things into practice. If you're not comfortable with that idea of somebody making it home to heaven imitating you, that's what you need to work on. That's where you are failing. And that's where we need to open ourselves up to God's grace. 40 is a number that we see many, many times in the scriptures. It has a few different meanings, but they're tied to the idea of preparation, and purification, and purgation. Preparation for work to come. That's what our Lord does at the beginning of his public ministry. He goes out and spends 40 days in the desert, the most close relationship that we have to these 40 days of this Lenten season, imitating our Lord's prayer. He obviously did not need to be cleansed. He is God. He is perfect. But he spends that time in conversation with the Father. So make sure that we're doing this as a way of preparing us for going out into the world to live a Christian life in a way that invites other people in a relationship with God. It proclaims the good news to people. The purgation is us trying to root out sin in our life, trying to fight to do better, by God's grace, knowing that we can. We want to keep these things before us. And I say every year, I think it's better for us to pick something that we will fail at repeatedly than to pick something that we can do very easily. Our Lord in the Stations of the Cross, one of the great devotions we know that we do throughout our Lenten season in particular, has our Lord falling many times. Each time he gets up. That is supposed to be our Lenten motto. We do something hard. Not just because it is hard, but that is what can open us up to grace. And at times relying on the help of other people, just as Jesus allows himself to be helped by Simon. Jesus did not carry his cross easily to his place of death. Again, that's what happens within our souls. We carry these crosses will be taken up freely, whatever they might be, different for each one of us, so that we can share in the resurrection of Christ. The entirety of this Lenten season is always looking to the future, looking to what we as Christians hold as our great hope, our great anticipation. When we grow weary in this season, keep that image before you, that the season will pass, we will enter into the joy of the Easter season. The joy of the resurrection. Just like the difficulties of this life will eventually pass, we'll enter into the joy of eternal life. As we begin this holy season, let us pray in thanksgiving for this opportunity to repent, to open ourselves up to the good news. Let's pray that we can completely submit ourselves to God's love. Let this be a great season of grace.